This is Glenn Houser with World of Radio, 1959. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, first and foremost, shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 3rd, Alaska, Australia, Bangladesh, Bolivia, Brazil, China, Cuba, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iceland, Indonesia, Liberia, Mexico, New Zealand, Nigeria, Pridnestrovia, Saudi Arabia, Spain, Sudan, USA, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, the ionospheric heating experiments from Alaska were active again November 30th and December 1st, as heard by Walt Somniv in Victoria, B.C. That's HAARP. They were on 3250 at 0156 UT November 30th until 0200 at least. He says, out of this world tones and interesting patterns on the SDR. And later on, he heard them on another frequency, 4190. How did he know? Apparently, according to Don Moman and Walt Somniv, the only way to keep up with the HAARP testing is to monitor the Twitter feed of the guy who's running them in Alaska at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. If you search Twitter on HAARP, you will soon find it. The frequencies and times change at very short notice, but it seems he's mainly active between 21 and 02 UT. As an example of how this may go, Lucas quotes from the Twitter feed of Chris via the PTSW group. Looks like great ionospheric conditions today. HAARP is currently transmitting 4.19 MHz until 2230. Amateur radio operators are attempting to scatter UHF off the spot being warmed up in the ionosphere at 432.1 MHz. So tune around that area and report back. The frequency would change at 2230. Other frequencies being used on that occasion were 4.25, 3.85, and 3.5 MHz. I guess this was the next night, and they stopped about 01 UT, and were going to continue through December 3rd. They said investigations range from practical to fundamental physical theory. As soon as I heard about the tests on 3250, I tuned in, but it was a bit later. At 0246, I could detect a barely audible carrier cutting on and off rapidly, so maybe that was it. Nigel Holmes, retired Radio Australia transmission manager, has a commentary at stoveling.com, also forwarded by Shortwave Radiogram, and here's part of what he says. Let's hope political expediency at the federal government level, and within ABC, doesn't foul this up. We don't want a half-baked resurrection as a sop to fend off critics of ABC, or to let politicians grandstand. The three domestic HF sites in the Northern Territory cost a lot more than $1.9 megadollars Australia per annum to run. That was a figure bandied about by ABC after criticism of its DAB Plus expansion costs. But for a sum in the order of half that, plus reestablishment costs, a service can be implemented which would have greater coverage, better reliability, and lower outgoings. What's not to like? The key is the former Radio Australia HF station at Shepparton, Victoria. The cost of electricity at the NT sites was horrendous. Apart from feeding three thirsty 50-kilowatt transmitters, huge air conditioning plant was required at each site to pull out waste heat and combat 50 degrees Celsius summer temperatures. Maintenance costs were savage. On-air availability was lousy, the worst in the ABC network, because of environmental challenges and long maintenance travel times. So he says, here's a plan. Relocate a near-new Continental 418G HF 100-kilowatt transmitter from Tennant Creek to Shepparton. Electricity is much cheaper and more reliable at Shepparton. It's a cooler site and has permanent trained staff. The consolidation of spares and expertise with the other Continental transmitters at Shepparton makes engineering and economic sense. Relocate the two small 6-12 MHz aerials from the former RA station at Brandon. Erect them both, align one on a bore site of due north and the other one at 320 degrees. Feed both from the transmitter via a splitter. Run the transmitter at 80 kilowatts so each array receives 40. Run a 5.9 megahertz channel at night and 9 or 11 during daylight. Bingo! You now have a two-frequency network covering the sector between 20 and 300 degrees at a range of 1,500 to 3,000 kilometers. What a great conduit for cyclone and flood alerts, quality news and entertainment. And if the ABC can manage that, then it might just get back to meeting its charter obligations to all Australians. I've also heard directly from Tim Gaynor of Unique Radio at Gunnedah, New South Wales, who's doing his own shortwave thing, both there and via WINB in Pennsylvania, including carrying World of Radio, Saturdays at 12 UT on 9265. There were reports that he was testing his own transmitter in New South Wales on 5045, so I asked him for further information. He says it was to ascertain what sort of signal was being heard in my local receiving area. Strength was respectable, about 125 watts into an inverted V antenna, and there was fortuitous reception as far as New Zealand. But there was side splash from Taiwan on 5050 after 11 UT. Actually, I think that's China mainland. But one sideband was enabled for transmission, and that worked better overall. He has a new website for more information. It is www.uniqueradio.biz. He says, furthermore, at the website, we're in partnership with Hobart Radio International to provide programming and logistic help. We broadcast on 5045 on Fridays, starting at 08 UT, and on alternate Saturdays and Sundays from 0730 and through December at least. And since he was not heard by Bruce Churchill in California on December 1st, that must have been an off Saturday, so he would be on December 8th and 9th. He says that's using around 120 watts into an inverted V to serve a radius about 600 kilometers. Anything beyond that would be fortuitous reception. After December 29th, schedules will change and we'll recommence the week starting January 14th. And he adds, I've decided to keep the current relay going on 9265 via WINB. When I get back around January 14th, I will submit a permanent schedule for 5045 and be on the air weeknights, my time, and will program World of Radio also into those slots. Via the WB Radio Group, Aki Peterson in Denmark reports on Bangladesh Mitar 4750. Heard Sunday, December 2nd, signing off at 14:57. It had been in Bengali. Instead of the scheduled time, much later, 17:15 UT. Ron Howard in California reminds us of an expected special extended broadcast from Radio Santa Cruz, Bolivia, which they do every year on UT December 8th. That's Friday evening here in North America, early Saturday UT. He's heard it the past 2 years and expected again this year. He says Radio Santa Cruz will undoubtedly have special coverage of the annual major festival being held in their area, with a greatly extended broadcast well past their normal sign-off time, just after 0200 UT. And he reminds us of his previous reports about this. The frequency is about 6134.82. In 2017, it was still going at 0412, with coverage of the Comorapa, Portachuelo y Cotoca Day of the Purísima Concepción, with many reports from the event. And in 2016, he was also hearing it past 0344 UT. And Ron Howard also reports, as of December 1st, that PBS Yunnan China is again broadcasting on 6035. Since September, both that frequency, relaying FM 99 Yunnan, also known as Voice of Shangri-La, and their other frequency 7210, ethnic minority broadcasting of PBS Yunnan, had been silent, so he enjoyed some entertaining reception from BBS Bhutan on 6035 without the usual interference. But Uwe Folk reported on WRTH Facebook that Voice of Shangri-La was back on 6035. Not clear yet what's happening to 7210. Since our report last week of FM Spurblobs from Radio Havana, Cuba, out of their 13780 transmitter around 14 UT, I've been hearing them occasionally, but not every morning, on frequencies which make it clear they're coming again out of the former frequency and former transmitter of 13700. And these are listed as two different sites, 13780 Bejucal and 13700 Balta. So for these same kind of spurs to be appearing related to both of those frequencies, I can only conclude they have been switching transmitter sites around. Something is always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. There are many more anomalies I report on my almost daily loggings of that station. Another one with various serious problems, of course, is Radio Cairo, Egypt. I ran across a very off frequency as I was band scanning November 27th at 1540. It was between 9609 and 9610, measured on 9609.596, and it was just barely modulated. But scheduled for that hour, if it were really on 9610, was Albanian from Radio Cairo. And another off-frequency which attracted my attention during a band scan, December 1st at 0417 to 0423, was 6090.148. Of course, Anguilla was off at that time, as it often is. What else is scheduled? Well, there's Amhara State Radio in Ethiopia. But it has been reported staying on frequency just right on 6090, according to Wolfgang Büschel. But the thing is, nothing else is known to be trying for 6090 at that time, and since I was not hearing a second station on the exact frequency, I still suspect it was Ethiopia, which for some reason had got knocked off frequency, at least on that one occasion. Another remote possibility, however, is Bandeirantes, Brazil, which, if active, would probably be off frequency. We recently had a report from Steve McGreevy in Southern California about picking up Iceland on longwave 189 kilohertz. And now Greg Hardison in the unburned part of SoCal has done the next best thing, hearing Iceland 189 via remote receiver. He says, about the only DXing I do these days, too good to leave alone. On November 30th at 0856 UT, Iceland 189 kilohertz was heard with pop music and spoken word on the Grand Prairie, Alberta SDR rig, very close to the BC border. Very weak, but all alone. No words understood, but what else on earth broadcasts listener-friendly programming on 189 kilohertz and is ever heard in Alberta? Also a very piddly carrier with no discernible audio on 153, which should have been Norway. No sign of any other Europeans. The longwave band was a hoppin' full of beacon signals from all over Canada, including Ontario. Iceland was still in darkness on that date at that hour, about 9 a.m. local time, but it faded down at the top of the hour, back up with commentary over piano-led music at 0905. Lately I've had slightly improved reception from the only frequency left of Voice of Indonesia, 3325, which actually is the 10-kilowatt domestic non-directional transmitter in Palangkaraya. They have English scheduled at 13 UT, and in a few minutes before 14 UT on November 30th, I was able to make out some songs and talk possibly in English. At 14, they're supposed to go into the Indonesian language. We're close to our latest sunrise of the year, which occurs in early January, so this is the time, if you're near the terminator, to try to hear Voice of Indonesia on 3325. NBC Bougainville, Papua New Guinea, of course, is also on 3325, but lately has been closing much earlier. In October and November, Ron Howard found it going off as early as 11 or as late as 12 UT, but no later than that. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio, 1959. This non-commercial program is coordinated with our non-commercial website, worldofradio.com, and our non-commercial publication, DX Listening Digest. Thus, we rely not on advertising, but on voluntary financial support. Many thanks this week for another generous contribution from Stephen McGreevy in California via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. If you're abroad, you may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, or by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. I have a lot of trouble trying to hear any modulation or even any signal from ELWA Liberia on 6050. However, I had a barely audible carrier December 1st at 0710. And if that was ELWA, that would allow me to try to hear all continents at the same time on the 49-meter band. So I tuned around. That takes care of Africa. For Europe, Austria is good on 6155, also KBS via the UK on 6045. By this time, Radio Nikkei Japan from Asia is well audible on 6055 and 6115. Not much from South America in the middle of the night, but Brazil's off-frequency station can be found just below 5940. Plenty from North America, of course, led by 6070 CFRX in Toronto. Now, there are no oceanic broadcasters known on the 49-meter band, but there is a weather station from New Zealand on 6224, also heard at that time. I really enjoy picking up native stations in Mexico, and here's one on 700 kilohertz medium wave, heard November 29th at 1304 UT, an unknown language but partly in Spanish, mentioning Desarrollo de Pueblos Indígenas, which is referring to the federal agency running the native stations. And then I heard some definite IDs which had to be pronounced in Spanish, XEETCH or XEETCH. That is short for the strange name of the town in Sonora, Etchojoa, which is spelled ETCHOJOA. And also, just to be positive, the slogan of the station was also heard, La Voz de los Tres Ríos, the voice of the three rivers. It's a 5-kilowatt day timer, just signed on, I guess, and it had an increasing subaudible heterodyne from a station speaking plain Spanish, just above 2 hertz, likely XEGD in Hidalgo del Parral, Chihuahua. Ivo Ivanov, observer in Bulgaria, says on December 1st, all transmissions of Dandel Kura Radio International via MBR Germany and France are canceled. That's the target broadcast in Kanuri language for northeast Nigeria. However, the station at Spawn apparently is still operating, Radio Ndarasan International. He reports hearing one of its broadcasts on December 3rd. This is via the Wolverton, UK site at 07 to 08 UT, very good, on 13810. At the same time, from 07 to 09, there's also Radio Nigeria Kaduna in Hausa, relayed via France on 13840. If you can hear the clandestine for Kurdistanish Turkey, Dinga Waylat on 11530, during the hours when it's transmitted via Moldova or Pridnestrovia, rather than via France, such as before 15 UT, here's some other frequencies to try for. It's been putting out spurs, according to Horst in Holzkirchen, in the ADX group via Wolfgang Büschel. On November 30th, he was hearing at 0804 UT something on 11479.5, which Wolfgang refines to 11479.542. And it matches a spur on the other side of 11530 around 11580.5. On my car radio, parked at a quiet spot, November 28th at 2044 UT, I was scanning through medium wave and was hearing a heterodyne on KOKC Oklahoma City, 1520 kilohertz. It was roughly a 1 kilohertz set, just like I used to hear later in the evening from the 2-megawatt Saudi Arabia station in the northwestern corner when it was running all night, but it's been signing off before our sunset. So could this possibly be that signal this early with that much power? Ace Medium Wave DXer Mark Connolly in Massachusetts says, Yes, it's completely plausible at this time of year near earliest sunset. Although here it was still about 2.5 hours before my sunset, and there is another, probably more remote possibility for a carrier on 1521 has been reported before, a spur out of ZNS 1540 in the Bahamas. Dan Robinson near Washington, D.C. reports on December 2nd, Spain 9690 splattering the entire 31-meter band from 20 UT onwards. Usually I expect this from Cuba and its insane transmitters, but if this continues, Spain can be blamed for ruining an entire slice of the spectrum. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports the Voice of Africa, Sudan Radio on 9505, December 3rd, before and after 18 UT in vernacular, East African songs and comments, and an ID in English, as Voice of Africa, Sudan Radio. It had been inactive since November 21st, but on the air again on December 3rd. And Ivo Ivanov replies, yes, with signal and modulation at 1630 in French, 1730 in English. Richard Langley in New Brunswick says, with Ukraine in the news, it's interesting to listen to the Radio Ukraine International, also calling itself Ukrainian Radio, English service, via WRMI. It's Tuesday to Saturday, UT at 0230 to 03 on 7780. For example, they had extensive coverage of the incident between the Ukrainian and Russian naval vessels in both the news and Ukrainian perspective programs. Alan Gale in England says this about the DRM transmissions of WINB around 13690. And what is the programming on the service between 11 and 17 UT on Monday through Friday? He says, I did try to compile a list of programs, but not easy to do with all the dropouts. Apart from certain regulars like Your Weekend Show and Dr. Wong's Essential of Life and Wellness, many of the others seem to appear at random times. I even heard the latest edition of Viva Miami at 15 UT. The reason for this was explained by a post from Hans Johnson at the station on the DRM RX forum, which says about the WINB program schedule, most of the time we are taking a stream from our analog service. You would find it parallel to our internet and or telephone streams. Since we are not on both analog and DRM at the same time, what you are hearing is a repeat of what we ran the day before on the analog service. You can find that schedule on WINB.com. We have a few DRM-only programs, such as WaveScan. I've been announcing these via Twitter at SWWINB. I hope this helps and saves you the trouble of trying to compile a schedule from scratch. I'd welcome any screenshots and or audio files you have. You can send them to WINB40TH at yahoo.com or share them via Twitter, says Hans Johnson. When it's on the air, the WWCR number 4 transmitter has a big signal here, such as at 2118 UT, November 30th on 9980 during financial survival. But checking their web schedule, I find the number 4 transmitter is barely in use anymore. It is available 24 hours on several different frequencies, but the program grid, still dated November 4th, showed only 25 hours a week, certain segments on weekdays only, and nothing at all on weekends, adding up to less than 15% of capacity. Business must be really bad for them. The best program on WTWW, Theater Organ in the Ozarks, is supposed to appear UT Sundays at midnight 30 on 5085. However, December 2nd, it did not start until very much later, 0108 UT. And I belatedly checked out their webcast and found that it is in stereo, so that's the way to listen to organ music and not on shortwave. Ben Cobb, who carefully monitors FCC action, says the International Bureau published a notice that it received a new license application from WMLK, the Yahweh shortwave station in Pennsylvania, and found the license acceptable for filing. It's not a grant, but if everything is found in order, we can anticipate a new grant of a license. And they also posted receipt of a renewal application for WEWN. Then Richard Langley looked up the disgraced FB page of WMLK on 11 October, which says, WMLK had to apply for a new construction permit. The old station had a fire in March 2017. FCC required a new building permit and a new station license. We received the new CP on the third day of the Feast of Tabernacles, 2018. We're in the process of filing for a new station permit and hope to receive it very soon. Shalom. A strange new program has appeared on WRMI. It's called Supreme Master TV. Jeff White notified of this on November 30th. It's at 15 to 18 UT on 15770, 7 days a week, and additional times as well. He says it originates in Vietnam, in English, and a variety of other languages, promoting issues such as world peace, veganism, animal rights, and global warming. Before even hearing it, I looked at their website, suprememastertv.com, and found it gave off bad vibes, although it does promote good things. It seems like a cult with religious, godly exceptionalism. For starters, a bit of modesty and titling rather than supreme master would help. By the way, the master is a woman. And beware, the website auto-launches audio-video without permission. The WRMI schedule grid also shows these other times for Supreme Master. Midnight to 1 UT on 5950. That's replacing Radio France International in English. Also at 05 to 06 on 5950. And by the way, I was also hearing it on the WRMI webcast during that hour, following World of Radio on UT Monday. And also Monday through Friday only at 23 to 24 UT on 9395. 15770, by the way, is aimed at Equatorial Guinea, Sub-Saharan Africa, as Supreme Master TV announced, rather than toward Europe, as was formerly the antenna on that frequency. After that, at 06 UT, presumably not only on webcast, but 5950, we were again hearing Radio France International in English. This was on UT Monday, but they announced the date of the original broadcast, which was Friday morning, November 30th. That was the final English broadcast at 14 UT before they took the weekend off. Now that we're into December, it's time for the possibility of the minor winter peak of sporadic EDX on VHF. The lower channels, if there's anything to be seen, there's still some analog ones in the Caribbean and elsewhere in Latin America. And if we're lucky, even up into the FM band as high as 108 megahertz. There was such an opening, in fact, showing on the 6-meter maps, claiming an MUF of 103 megahertz at 21 UT on December 2nd, with some contacts at least on 6 meters between the southeastern U.S. and Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic. So it's a good idea to keep an eye on these DX maps, which you can configure in many different ways, www.dxmaps.com. The propagation outlook from Boulder, geomagnetic field expected to range from quiet to active. Active levels expected December 3rd to 5th and 29th. Unsettled December 6th to 9th, 17th to 19th, and 28th. Otherwise, quiet over the remainder of the period. Numerically, in fact, we have a very long period of quiet conditions, ANK indices of 8 and 3 or 5 and 4, from December 6th through 28th, and solar flux at rock bottom 68th all month long. That's World of Radio 1959. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.